question was asked, where do we find some relevance of the people of the Far East who make up the majority of the world today in our sages? So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin, it says, Vilivnea Pilagshim Sher Abraham, the sons of the concubines that Avram had, Natan Avram Matanot, Abraham gave them gifts. So the Talmud says, my matanot, what gifts did he give him? This teaches us that he gave them the name of Tuma, whatever that means. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi over here explains. Kishuf umayse sheidim. Rashi says it's kishuf and some way to work with demons. So that's one place where we find the Talmud addresses them. This idea that there are so many people in the Far East, it says in the Radak, Ve'alilim kalil yachalof, it says in Isaiah, paganism will pass completely. So the Radak says, why is the prophet talking about the end of time, paganism will pass? Isn't it all gone already? That was your question. So the Radak says, even though today most nations are no longer pagan, and there are still people in the Far East who are pagans, and they're also considered pagans, because they are pagans, they worship idols. So what did the Radak just say? So I'll tell you a secret. The censor played around with the Radak here. I have an uncensored version of the Radak at home. Let me see if over here they quote it. The uncensored version of the Radak I have at home says that Christians are also considered pagans because they walk into church and bow down to a man on a stick. So that's that the Christians wouldn't let us publish this. So that's why in this version, the Radak seems to be repeating himself. He says they're also pagans, and he doesn't tell you who he's talking about. He says they're also worshiping idols. That's not what he wrote. I'm saying an uncensored version that Bar Ilan University put out, so the Radak writes. And by the way, Christians are also pagans. That's in the uncensored version of the Radak. Now, I